You have a personal mentor in your life, and what did you learn from them?
What?
You have a personal mentor in your life, and what did you learn from them? You had no mentors growing up? Never?
Mentor? No. I was always on the move. I was never in one place, remember?
Yeah, but you mean like
the Chiefs? The Chiefs?
Okay. So you're a self-made man, huh?
Yeah.
What's one of your earliest memories? And what was the sensation?
Oh, drowning in the swimming pool in Panama.
What?
Oh, wow.
How old were you?
I don't know, 4 or 5.
What was the, remember the sensation that you're feeling or having?
Somebody threw me in the pool in the deep end. I was down in the bottom. And I decided to open up my eyes. And I saw the stairs. And I climbed up the stairs. I got the hell out of that.
What has been an influential book in your life, and what was its impact?
Influential book? Well, over there, the one about the Taino Indians.
Yeah?
All of
them. What did you learn from it? What was its impact?
That what people think about the Tainos is all wrong.
Yeah?
All of them. They didn't have gods. They didn't have religion.
Huh.
Everybody says, oh, they were natural and with their environment. Bullshit. They killed all the, remember in Cuba they had those big giant banana rats?
Yeah.
They had them here. They killed them all. They ate all the dogs. They had a dog that could not bark. It was mute. Called an alco. All kinds of stuff. They did have God. People say, hurricanes are God?
No.
No, hurricane is the manifestation of a goddess who could do it. She would create a storm, then we call it Unakam.
Ah, wow.
But it's, hurricane is not a god. It's just a storm created by the goddess.
Okay. Very cool. What artistic talents would you develop or improve?
I'd like to play a damn full string guitar.
Would you like to play? Did you ever try?
Yeah, I can.
Swimmer's ear?
I can't. I don't have the, what do they call it? The musical tone that you hear a sound and you can reproduce it? That's why I listen to music all the time.
Okay.
I'm like, I can't produce it, but hell, I can listen to it. I can enjoy it.
Alright, so what setting, can be time and place, can be fictional or non-fictional, like what setting would you choose to live in if you could choose a time or setting?
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Here in like Puerto Rico? Like everything just as it is? That's cool.
All the places
I
lived in.
Yeah, all right. You lived a good life then. That's good. All right. Let's see. What else we got? All right. Here's this one. I always phrase this one wrong, but do you have a personal moral code? Like, what's the basis of your moral code? Like, your checks and balances.
A big one. Do one to others. All right.
Good morning. Would you rather travel through space or stay here and watch all of the Earth's history play out in front of you?
Stay here.
Would you watch it play out? Alright, if you could meet a transcendental multidimensional being, what would you ask it? Or him or her or whatever.
I don't know.
No? That's good. What's your favorite character arc in a story? Whether it's a movie, a book, fiction? Character arc from beginning to end.
Oh. Let me see. I think. is something out of a Steinbeck book.
Really? All right. Yeah. You guys are reading Steinbeck.
Who's reading Steinbeck?
I'm trying to read
Which
A Mice in Bed.
Well, that's a nice one.
It's pretty small, so.
You know, they think it's about homosexuality.
I haven't read it like any of it yet.
Yeah, but remember the two characters are men, and they're always together. That's what I've read. I didn't get that out of the book, but that's what they say.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah. That's what it's better. Cannery Road, you gotta read Cannery Road or Tortilla Flat.
Tortilla Flat.
Those are good. Those are good.
I like the Pearls, another short one.
Oh, the Pearl, yeah. And the Red Ponies, a short one. What else is a short one?
I want to read Travelers Charlie. That's a
like that's not bad, but it's just about him and the dog traveling around the United States in the 60s, I think.
Yeah. If you want to, yeah. So what was your favorite character arc, though? Your favorite character arc?
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh!
Leonardo da Vinci. Interesting.
And all of his paintings and all of his drawings.
That's pretty cool.
Although, he was good. Well, he was probably the smartest guy that ever lived, but he's dead.
Who'd he learn from? Who'd he learn from?
Who did he learn from? Himself. He taught himself, anatomy, astronomy, how to draw. And he got better than his teachers and he took off on his own.
Yeah.
Alright, so what are three essentials of a deserted island? Three luxuries that you would take if you were stranded on a deserted island.
95 for me.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
What else?
Essentials.
No luxuries. Like you don't know about food and water. Just your three luxuries for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I bought a nice pair of shoes. And Ana Lidia.
Oh,
the bitch at me the whole time I'm there.
All right. So if you had to found a city state, which political system would you base this on?
Oh. The Greeks.
The Greeks, see, so that's a true democracy.
That was they're trying to make it.
It's not like here.
That shit doesn't really exist no matter where they try it.
And it works at scale. City state is a perfect scale for democracy. Anything bigger than that?
One more.
Alright, so finish this sentence. I would watch my last sunset, .. How would you finish that sentence? I would watch my last sunset,
from Cuesta Nueva. You know what that is?
No.
Downtown, when you go down the hill.
That's an Aguadilla?
Aguadilla. And then you see Aguadilla, Aguada, Rincón, Desecheo. You been here? Oh, you gotta go on there. It's beautiful. It's the sun sets right into between Rincón and the ocean. Right there, then what are the pictures I got there? Then it shines, the light shines off, reflects off the water, and it kind of bounces up at you. It's pretty. In the afternoon, it's very pretty.
Today, tomorrow, we'll see. I'm going to go tomorrow. Let's watch the sunset from there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's take everybody.
They have a little thing there in the park. We will watch it.
Let's take everybody there. It'll be fun.
Ana Lidia likes it.
All right. If you could save a single piece of art from Earth annihilation, what would that piece be? Is it in here?
No, those are just the drawings.
That's the art.
Yeah, but that's just... That's just the drawings for this.
Those are 16, right?
See?
Are those 16 chapel rooms?
Oh, there's others. There's David.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be it, the big David. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Made out of marble.
That's a good one, okay.
That's a nice. I've seen it in only a picture, literally.
I've never seen it. Rome's on Sophie's bucket list.
That one's from Rome. That's an original.
That's like season.
And that was an original. See, what's his name?
Jack Sparrow?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna point,
You know how she is? How old do you think that lady and made that is? How old do you think you have to be to draw like that?
Old.
She's 18.
Really?
Oh, wow.
18, and she drew that one. Remember the tree house?
Yeah.
There it is. She drew that one for me, too.
That's pretty cool.
And she... And she goes...
Cool. It's like watercolor.
She goes, well...
No.
They're kind of expensive.
No, it's okay.
Because they're original.
I think it's colored pencil.
Both of them.
Okay.
They're kind of expensive,
like
but they're original. I went over to buy my $400 in my pocket. She says $200 for both of them.
Okay.
They're all... But her father was there and he agreed to the price. They're all original, Eli.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All of those are original over here. There's the one we bought.
What's that treehouse from?
Downtown.
It's
really cool. It's like a couple treehouses combined.
Yeah, right?
It's very big.
It's really big.
It's cool. You gotta be careful when you climb it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to saw
it. Oh, all right. Recite from memory a quote. Any quote from anybody.
Any quote?
Oh, no. What tops of mind? First quote that tops of mind. Who said that?
Oh, I know one. The one my first chief ever told me when I joined the Coast Guard. That was a good one because it turned out to be true. He said,
"What was it?"
We're a mixed company. He said, he's really nice chief. He gave me really good marks. He was from Texas.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, spick. But he didn't mean anything by
that. Yeah.
Hey, spick. I want to tell you something. He was looking at my record and he saw I'd been in the Air Force. And he says, you're not in the Air Force anymore. You're in the Coast Guard. It's not who you know or who you blow. It's how you blow who you know.
Okay.
Remember that. There were only 2,000 of us in the whole world. In aviation?
Uh-huh.
And if you piss somebody off,
yeah, that's true.
He's going to come back and make rank. He's going to come back and butt your head off.
Yes.
And just never get anybody mad just doing that. And I did that, and it worked.
Just for fun. All right, so on a scale from 1 to 10, what are the chances that you would be assassinated in your lifetime?
Ask Connor.
What the odds do you give it? 50-50?
Less than that.
Yeah, just kidding.
I hope zero, right, Sophie? Zero.
And have you ever been the king or the queen of anything?
Mantum?
What?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever been pronounced the king or queen of anything?
No.
Competition?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. What was the highest rank you achieved?
What, Coast Guard?
And, yeah.
That was the, what, I don't know, E6 or E6.
It's a lot further than I made it.
I never wanted to be E7. Sophie, E7s don't work. They just sit around the desk while they smoke their cigarettes and drinking coffee, right?
Management job, yeah. That's when you get to management. That's the same way in corporation too. Once people get to management, they check out. They start losing their skills. That's why I went back to development.
Yeah. I like working on helicopters and flying them all day. Plus, I got to see, what do you call it? I went all the way from in a helicopter.
All the way?
In a helicopter from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, to the Dry Tortugas, all the Bahamas, all the way down to South America, and then back.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. How long did that take?
It was different trips. Sometimes Curacao, 2 weeks, because they sent me to go fix a helicopter that had damaged both engines. So before we left, we went to the supply and we made an inventory of everything they didn't have. And then when we got there, we discovered we needed this part and nobody had it. So we got to stay there another week. Curacao, if you get a chance, go to Curacao. Curacao, Barbados, Grenada, Jamaica's bad. Cayman Islands is nice. Well, Cuba's nice too. But you can't. We only went to Gitmo.
Cancun.
Yeah, we went to Cancun, but the only thing really about Cancun was all those damn castles.
Oh.
And on the ocean?
That's cool.
Not castle, pyramids.
Oh.
Pyramids everywhere. And you go?
Oh, like the Aztec pyramids?
Yeah.
That's
and you go there, it's bigger than this island. There's not one river.
Really?
No water. And there was millions of people that lived there.
Jeez.
But Curacao is a place to go. It's a very pretty place. And the people are nice, the food was nice. I went there during Carnaval. Carnival? Oh. It was like people dancing and drinking and eating and all day,
just
all night. Man.
Good vibes.
Yeah. I then went the same way. Rainy season.
Typhoon.
You could not get before two things. Before the rainy season, the monsoon, people for good luck, so it would rain, they would get buckets of water and they throw it at you wherever you were at. If you were walking around, they drench you with water. You couldn't get mad, it was just a custom.
Interesting.
And when it started to rain, don't put on a raincoat, don't use an umbrella. Because it goes right through you. Well, so much water for days and days and years. I used to go to sleep on my bed and it was wet from the humidity.
Really?
Everything would be wet. Te sacaron que trato, Ana. Te sacaron que trato. ¿Te gustó, Ana? ¿Lo viste?
Just pick one out of the sweat.
Where is that?
Almost to South America. One of the, oh, you know what the big thing is about there? No hurricanes.
Yeah.
No, hurricanes all come this way. They're too far south. They get a lot of rain, but they don't get it. And all the trees are about this big, and they're all bent
that way.
They're all bent in one direction from
that's
the wind.
All bent. Sounds like an interesting place.